Around the World in 80 Days by Jules Verne. Once upon a time, in 1872 in fact, there lived a strange man who did everything every day at exactly the same time. His name was Phileas Fogg, and he lived in London. He was very rich, but nobody knew where his money came from. He did not seem to have a job. He spent most of his time with his friends at his club, where he had all his meals and played cards in the evening.
Yes, I completely agree. I think we can do it.
My dear fellow, there's no...
One evening, he had an argument with his friends. He said it was possible to travel around the world in 80 days, using sailing boats, steam trains and horses. His friends said it was not possible. Phileas Fogg made a bet with his friends that he could do it. He would travel right around the world, starting from London, and be back at his club in exactly 80 days. When he got home, he told his servant Passepartout to pack an overnight bag. "We'll leave for Dover in 10 minutes. We're going to travel around the world."
"Excuse me, sir," said Passepartout. "Did you just say around the world?"
"Yes, in 80 days, Phileas Fogg said calmly. "Just an overnight bag. We'll buy what we need along the way." In exactly 10 minutes, they were ready to leave. In this part of the journey, Phileas Fogg and Passepartout are on a train travelling across India from Bombay, Mumbai, to Calcutta, Kolkata. They meet an old friend from London, Sir Francis, on the train. Suddenly, the train stopped. The conductor told everybody to get out. The railway line did not go all the way to Calcutta, but stopped in the middle of the jungle. There was a gap of 50 miles before the next station at Allahabad. How were they going to get there? Suddenly, Passepartout had an idea. He suggested that they find an elephant to take them through the jungle to Allahabad. After asking around a bit, they found an elephant and a guide who was willing to take them. Seats were placed on the elephant's back for the three men, and the guide led them through the jungle. It was a very uncomfortable ride, and Passepartout wished that he was back on the train. Phileas Fogg was as calm as always and didn't complain once. They travelled 25 miles that day and spent the night in an old house. The next day they set off early. They were almost at Allahabad when they heard voices and strange music from somewhere close by. The guide went to find out what it was. He told them that a procession of priests was coming their way. "We must hide," he said. "Quickly, sirs, it is best that they don't see us." They hid in the jungle and watched the procession as it passed. There were priests singing and dancing. Behind them was a cart with a statue of a strange-looking woman on it.
"That's the goddess Kali. She's the goddess of love and death," Sir Francis explained.
He pointed to a young Indian woman.
"There is her victim who must die."
Passepartout and Phileas Fogg saw a beautiful young woman being pulled along by a priest. Behind her, some men were carrying a dead body wrapped in a white cloth. "It's a Sati," the guide said. "The woman is called Ayuda. Her husband has died, and the custom is that she must die with him. She will be burned alive tomorrow morning." Phileas Fogg said, "We have to save this woman's life." "This is a very dangerous idea, sir. If you fail, you will certainly be killed," the guide said nervously. But the men were determined to help Ayuda. They waited until it was dark and quietly crept to the temple where she was kept. She'd been drugged and was now sleeping behind a locked door.
"Look, there's her dead husband," Sir Francis whispered.
They could see the body wrapped in a white cloth, lying on top of a pile of wood, ready for burning the next day. There were guards standing all around. Phileas Fogg and Sir Francis tried to enter the temple from behind, but there were guards placed there too. It seemed that their plan would fail.
"We can't do anything now," Phileas said. "We'll have to wait until dawn. Perhaps the guards would fall asleep during the night."
Meanwhile, Passepartout had his own plan. He waited until the others were asleep, and then he quietly crept towards the temple.
"This might be our only chance," he said to himself. "My plan is a little crazy, but it just might work."
At dawn, the sound of voices and music began again. The guards carried the drugged Ayuda outside and laid her down next to the corpse. The pile of wood was set on fire. Phileas Fogg wanted to run into the crowd to try and save Ayuda, but Sir Francis stopped him.
"Don't be stupid. You will certainly be killed," he whispered.
Suddenly, the crowd cried out. People fell to the ground. They could not believe their eyes. The corpse on the woodpile slowly stood up. The man was back from the dead. He took Ayuda in his arms and stepped down from the fire. Some people ran away into the jungle, while others bowed their heads, too afraid to look up. Still draped in a white cloth, the figure slowly walked towards the jungle, where Phileas Fogg and Sir Francis were hiding.
"Let's go, quickly now," he said. "Take Ayuda while I get rid of this white wrapping."
It was Passepartout. During the night, he had quietly crept up to the pile of wood and changed places with the dead man. The others were amazed by his courage.
"You could have been discovered, or worse, burnt alive," Sir Francis said,
while Phileas Fogg just said,
"Good job."
They left as quickly as they could. Soon they heard angry shouts from the crowd. The priests had discovered Passepartout's trick and were following them. Luckily, the elephant was too quick for them, and Phileas Fogg and his friends escaped. They reached the railway station at Allahabad in time for the next train. Their race around the world continued. So far, so good.